Welcome to the Red Bearded Predator Podcast, where average folks talk about walleyes, whitetails, Wisconsin outdoors, and beyond.
It's like a beast. Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
that's a nice eye. Yeah.
That was a fast one. Holy cow.
How's it going, everybody, tonight? Welcome to another week of RBP Weekly. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the turkey opener here in Wisconsin Season A, and we're going to talk about Bud and Andy making their debut on the Duck Creek Walleye Series up in Green Bay this weekend. So we got some excited things to talk about. Hopefully, you can join us and grab a cold beverage, and we'll have a good time talking Wisconsin outdoors and beyond. So, I guess we should start off with the Season A opener recap. It was one of the more interesting weather days that I've ever turkey hunted in. At times it felt like summer, at times it felt like winter, and there was a mix of in between. Just to kind of give a recap on the morning, it started off pretty nice and chilly. It was, I don't know, the morning low was like 20 degrees. Felt more like gun deer season than opener of turkey. But it was fun. Heard a lot of gobbles. Got encounters with a lot of birds. Problem is, I ran out of real estate, unfortunately. That happens when you're hunting public land. And the piece I was on was approximately 200 acres or so. And I kind of how the hunt went is I just got to a ridge top, good listening point, and was listening for birds. Heard birds off of multiple points, decided to make a play on a group of birds. Unfortunately, they went to a pasture down in the valley. I had a feeling they'd do that. It's hard to get them to work up. Then there was another group of birds to my south. It was a smaller, I think it was two different toms in that group, and they ended up working their way to pasture as well, unfortunately. But that's the way things go in turkey hunting. I tried mixing it up and wasn't able to get them to commit to anything, unfortunately. However, I did see a couple strutters in the field that was private, right next to the, or adjacent to the public that I was hunting in. I didn't have enough time to make move on those birds, unfortunately. Unfortunately, work got on the way, got in the way, so I couldn't have enough time to attack those gobblers. But it was cool seeing those strutters in that field. Bud and Andy, unfortunately, cannot make it tonight due to Bud shooting trap and Andy's kid had soccer practice. So I'll talk about Bud's opener for turkey. He was hunting zone five up in the North Woods. He ended up not getting on much for birds, or not much for goblin birds. I know he said that he saw plenty of sign of turkeys, but wasn't able to really locate anything. And Bud's luck, he was actually walking back to the truck when he was kind of getting down and not seeing any birds. Two birds went flying right past his truck. So that's been Bud's luck turkey hunting the last couple of years, unfortunately. But hey, maybe next year his luck will turn around. I think that's going to be it for his 2021 turkey season, just because he's really focused on that Duck Creek Walleye Series. So we might as well get into what that tournament on Saturday is looking like for Bud and Andy making their debut. So the series, like I said, is called the Duck Creek Walleye Series. It's something Bud and Andy have been looking forward to for weeks now. They have been pre-fishing the last 2 or 3 weeks pretty heavily. Bud has been out Wednesday, now Thursday, and he'll be out tomorrow, Friday, pre-fishing on the bay. He learned a lot from pre-fishing. The first weekend we were out, We were not contacting fish at all. We boated one or two fish, but went out the following weekend, made some adjustments to the pattern, decided that he wanted to try a more stable pattern, and the bite ended up paying off. In an hour or so, they didn't even get enough boards in the water, and what ended up happening, he ended up catching a 23 and an 18, and unfortunately the bilge pump went down in his boat, so he had to call the day. But he said it was busy enough to where they couldn't get all the boards in the water in the hour and a half that they were out there. So Bud ended up doing a repair to his bilge pump, went out the next day, and got on fish pretty quickly. So it's looking good for Bud. I'm not sure how he's done this week chasing after fish. I'm pretty sure if the weather pattern holds the same, it's pretty similar to last week and he was out, he's gonna fish that same pattern. He does have A, B, C, and D, and a bunch of different go-to patterns that have worked in the past, but I think he's gonna try something different because that seems to be what's working for him. I don't want to get into too many details because I don't want to give anything away to any other anglers who may be fishing in that Duck Creek series. The way that the series works is, I believe Bud said it's a reasonable buy-in. It's $80 per boat. 52 boats signed up, so two guys a boat. There's 104 anglers in this tournament. They're going to have a payout for first through, I don't know how many places. I think Bud said 5 to 10 places are getting paid out. And they're actually going to have an angler of the year. The tournament is going to be held at Smokies on the Bay, I believe, up in Green Bay. So if you guys have some time, might want to go check out the weigh-in results. Speaking of the weigh-in, they are not going to do an in-person weigh-in. It's for social distancing and whatnot. They're actually going to be doing the weigh-in through the Fish Donkey app, to where they take a picture, they measure the fish, and it gives a guesstimate on what the fish weighs. So that's how the tournament is going to lay out. It's kind of interesting to make the tournament a little bit more fair than have the biggest motor running and gunning everywhere. You can actually drive your boat to different launches within the boundaries of the tournament to make guys that have smaller engines, not as good as equipment, it evens the field a lot more. So that's another reason that the tournament's intriguing for Bud and Andy. And they're allowed to have their boat in the water before set, or anytime before 7 a.m., but they can't have a line in the water till 7 a.m. So that's a nice little feature of the tournament. It's going to be a 5-fish limit like a typical tournament. And I think that's the basics of the tournament there. I know that Bud and Andy are really looking forward to heading out there. So we're going to have to see how they do. Other than that, I'm not sure if we have any questions tonight about the tournament. Be glad to answer any questions that you have out there about Wisconsin Turkey Opener, Duck Creek Walleye Series. I know this would be a shorter podcast. Well, if no one has any questions out there, like I said, it's going to be a short episode here, and we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we can recap how Bud and Andy did on the Duck Creek Walleye Series, along with recapping the rest of Season A for myself. I hope you guys have a great night, and if you guys have no questions, we'll see you next time on Red Bearded Predator Weekly. Thanks.